This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. We've been celebrating Teen Titans all week. I got to go see Teen Titans Go to the Movies last week, and it is a whole lot of fun. Probably some of the most fun I've had in the theater this year. Like, that includes Ant-Man and Wasp and everything else. It's a really solid movie, a really great movie. Even if you're not a fan of the show, like, go see it. You know, we talked on yesterday's show about how these characters really lend themselves to so many great stories. And it works. Go see it. It's wonderful. But we're going to talk a little bit about the comics today in kind of a different way than you expect. You know, we could talk about, like, some of the big arcs they've had. You know, the Judas Contract, the Titans for Tomorrow, Young Justice, Justice No More, all those that are really solid and really great. But we're going to go a little old school. For those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show, you know, for about the first year, we had a Saturday edition show called Soapbox Saturdays, where I just talked about really whatever I wanted to talk about in relation to that week's topic and got on the soapbox. Well, we're going to do that, because today we're going to talk about the character Starfire and all the problems I have with her. She's a really cool character. You know, so first let me sing her praises. Really interesting backstory. Has a lot of cool moments in the comics. You know, especially when they did the whole thing during Infinite Crisis in 52 and Countdown, when it was her and Animal Man and Adam Strange. A lot of really cool stories told there. She's had a lot of really great stories with Dick Grayson, which, you know, I love and is awesome. But that, so it's not that she's necessarily a bad character. She just has a lot, like, the writers, I feel, have had a lot of problems with her. And that's one of the reasons I don't read Teen Titans, the comic book. I read Titans, and it's great. It's one of those, it and Red Hood and the Outlaws, which she was part of Red Hood and the Outlaws in the New 52. Like, again, so many great opportunities. But she was in Teen Titans after Rebirth, and it bothered me, because in Teen Titans, Robin is pretty adamant about, oh, you know, you have to be a teenager to be in the Teen Titans. That's why he doesn't let Jonathan Kent in Superboy into the Teen Titans. And so by that reasoning, Starfire is 19. And in the book, she's often drawn to look, you know, a little younger and things like that. But then you pop over and you have her show up in a different book where it's established that, you know, she has a very physical and intimate history with Nightwing. And you're supposed to believe, you know, she's like in her late 20s, maybe in her 30s, something like that. So in those cases, that's when you really see her in, like, the skimpy suit and the very sexualized look, to the point where DC has, over the years, even caught flack a couple of times for the way she looks. You know, she's always on the swimsuit specials that they used to do, and has had costumes that really are nothing more than pasties covering up some of her parts. And that's one of the good things about the popularity of the Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go show, is sometimes they use that outfit, which is nice. But my problem with her, you know, as you kind of see, is they need to figure out how old she is, retcon her history, get her that age, and move forward sticking with her as that age. That's really all I ask. That's all you need to do. And it bugs me that from one week to the next, she ages or de-ages by a decade. And it's strange and a little uncomfortable, even. I mean, if we're being honest, to have this character who, like I said, 1 week is just the epitome of sex in the DC universe, and she's, you know, this strong, beautiful woman who is mature and has physical relations with guys, you know, just because she wants to and things. And then the next week, she's over in Teen Titans, being kind of ditzy, more like the Teen Titans Go counterpart, and even the Teen Titans, to a lesser extent, counterpart. And, you know, it's the inconsistencies there are a little too much for me. You know, a lot of characters I know in comics have inconsistencies, especially some of the ones that have been around forever. You know, Cyclops is good, then he's bad, then he's good, then he's bad, then he's evil and stuff. Batman switches around, Catwoman, you know, a lot of characters may have these little inconsistencies, which is understandable. But when you have a character like Starfire, who has only been around for like 38 years, which in comics, modern comics time, that's not a whole lot. To have her flip-flop on a monthly, if not weekly, like I said, basis, is just strange and just really, really weird. She's supposed to be in the new Justice League Odyssey, which I'm going to pick up. I'm really excited about. And that'll be her, Cyborg, Jessica Cruz, Darkseid, and Azrael. And it'll be really interesting. It was delayed a few months, so we'll see what happens with it. But as it is right now, you know, I just can't, in good faith, you know, read Teen Titans, because they have... Because either, you know, she's this creepy old, not creepy, but, you know, this old lady on this team full of teenagers. Or she's this really young girl who a bunch of older people have slept with. And that's just not cool, man. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it. And that's why I'm just not a fan of the character. In the new show Titans, I think Anna Diop, I don't know how you say her name. You know, I know a lot of people kind of hated on the way she looked, but I think it's going to be solid. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to give it a shot on DC Universe and see. But it's, yeah, because they're handling her in a mature way. Like, she's going to be in her late 20s. Supposedly the actress is 30, so, you know, she can kind of play either late 20s or early 30s, which is where the character should be played, but they don't always do it. And so, yeah, that is why I am not a fan of Starfire. Let me know, am I just completely wrong? Is Starfire, you know, the best DC character ever? Like I said, she has her moments, she really does, but there's just enough inconsistencies that it bothers me. Let me know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you're hitting that little subscribe button. That way you get all the shows, not just The Night Nerd, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, DC Animated Adventures, Family Sounds, and so much more. So much more coming to you, especially the rest of this year. We're really excited with what we're doing and what we have going on. You can even email me, though, if you just think I'm super, super wrong and want to put me on blast, or if you want to agree with me. I do like when people agree with me. That's always the highlight. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. I love hearing from everybody. But otherwise, that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.